Joel and I here in Thailand.
We are.
Right now. It is beautiful.
And it's not about the $1 million, it's about what that enables.
People will always leave when they run out of future. And then we scratch our head and wonder why our team leave. Most salon owners have the goal of reaching $1 million in revenue.
And when you reach $1 million in revenue, it gives you the permission and the opportunity to live your life however it is that you want to.
It's right, because at $1 million, like if Susan is away sick today, it doesn't mean that you have to rush back on the floor. Like there's a certain size of team that affords a bit more flexibility, a little bit more time, and you're not so tied to the business.
And even just the concept or idea of having the goal of reaching $1 million, it actually forces you to create the systems that we get you there so that Susan can take that shift.
Exactly. So how do you make $1 million in revenue? Well, if you're not at $1 million in revenue now, the first goal should be learn how to make 100K in extra revenue.
Yeah, like break it down, eh?
Break it down. Like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Don't just aim for the million because it's a steep climb. And if you can work out how to turn over or increase revenue by 100K, then you just need to do that as many times as it takes you to get to the
Absolutely.
Million.
It's like do it once, rinse and repeat. Like, it shouldn't be complex.
That's right, because if you think about the skills to earn or to increase revenue by 100K that year, it's actually only $2,000 a week.
Makes sense.
$2,000 a week is about $348 a day. And on an 8-hour day, it's only like $48 an hour.
$48 an hour with a team.
Yeah, well, that's across the whole team.
Across the whole team.
Not from you as the business owner.
Sounds really doable.
Sounds really doable.
Like you say $1 million, I go, oh yeah. You say 100K, I go, but $48.
An hour.
An hour.
And if you've got four people, that's only $10,
$12
each.
$12 each.
I reckon the average hair treatment's more than $12.
Totally.
The other benefit of increasing revenue by 100K and doing that a couple of times to get to the $1 million is that you can actually walk away from the business and get away and do things like spend some time in Thailand.
Spend some time in Thailand, spend more time with your family, really like tune into what you need from a health perspective, relax, rejuvenate, disconnect, re-identify. Like there's so many benefits to actually pursuing a goal like turning over $1 million.
Yeah, not just for the sexy name of like I have $1 million salon, but freedom.
Yeah.
More freedom, more profit. And the reason we picked on Thailand, us Joel and I here in Thailand.
We are.
Right now. It is beautiful.
And it's not about the $1 million, eh? It's about what that enables, not only for you in your life, but also for you in your business.
So for a salon owner, the example would be when we take our owners to Bali in 2 months.
Yeah, less than 2 months.
Less than 2 months. We're off to Bali to spend 3 days at an intensive. Joel and I are here in Thailand now, coming to our own intensive. And so we thought that's really appropriate to break down the goal. Like, what are the three things? If you want to increase revenue by 100K and then do that a couple of times to get to the million, what are the three things? So we had a conversation about it and we're like, actually, there is only three things, three systems that you have to nail. And we thought, we're here. We should talk about it.
We should. And so the first one, which we talk about a lot, but maybe our listeners haven't heard it before, is we talk about having a career pathway. So what is a career pathway? Why do I need it?
Well, the first thing I know to be true is that people will always leave when they run out of future. What does that mean? If tomorrow or even the next 6 weeks looks the same as the last 6 weeks and it's the same shit, different day, and there's no future goal, then we scratch our head and wonder why our team leave. They get to a certain point and they're finally profitable and then they leave. And you're like, for God's sake, I just worked really hard and I trained her up. Why can't I keep team? It's because you haven't created future, a pathway. It's like asking your team to run a lap around the running track, you know, the running track, but you don't tell them when they win, where the finish line is, and then you want them to run really hard and really fast.
Oh, so good.
Like, why would they run?
Yeah. There's got to be some underlying intent. Like, I want to know, if I work for you, I want to know, where am I possibly going in the future? Like, just paint the picture for me. I obviously want to know how to get there. And I also want to believe that I can get there as well. And I think that's what we talk about when we talk.
And how do I win?
How do I win?
So first you need a target, like that's the finish line. There's the target, and then what's the reward? Well, you can get commission, bonuses.
Yeah.
There needs to be a reward. But once you've run the lap around and you've won and you've got the gold medal, now what? Is there another race meet coming up?
Yes.
So once I've achieved that goal, I need another goal. And after that goal, I need the next goal. Because if they run out of goals and run out of future, they'll run out of being in your salon.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so number one is that they need a career pathway.
Yeah.
Number two is they need a talent development plan. What is that risk? What does it look like?
Well, should we stay on the racetrack? Because like, if you want to be a good runner, well, first you probably want to run faster and get the gold medal faster.
Cool, makes sense.
Yeah, so they need a plan, like, and you need to be able to take off from the running line, whatever.
How to start well.
How to start faster.
Yep.
What are the best shoes to wear? I don't know.
How to deal with adversity in the race.
Correct. Mindset.
When you go outside of the lane, how do you get back into the lane?
When should I pass somebody?
Are you guys catching what we're sort of...
I don't know how we got down this running track.
We're running around a running track, but we're really talking about talent development plans for your people.
They need an individual plan. Like every team member is at a different stage of their career.
Yeah.
Some are learning, some are practicing, some have been around for a long time and they've started to decline. Like they used to be a top performer and now they're just a bit like,
such
a bit different day. So everybody has a different performance level and so they need a different development plan. And the thing that stops most salon owners from giving them a development plan is like they don't know how they're performing, they don't know where the gaps are, they don't know how to teach the gaps, they just know how to do it themselves.
Yes.
I know how to perform well on the floor myself, but I don't know how to get Sarah motivated to win the race.
Absolutely. And also, think about it like this, if you do have a team of 4 or 8 or 12, is that each of those people, they actually have different needs as well in terms of what they're trying to achieve and what they're trying to get to. And so it reinforces the need to have a talent development plan for each individual based on what they need and what their goals are.
Correct. And then as the business owner, like you need to be clear about the plan and how to roll that plan out. And this is not just how to do better hair or how to do better skin. I'm talking about a commercially savvy plan. So they retain clients better, they upgrade the clients better, not upgrade for upgrade's sake, but because it's better for the client.
Yes.
The client gets better skin, better hair, better outcomes, and then the client stays. And so we need commercially savvy, smart people as well as technical skills.
Yeah, so good, Riss. And it's like they already at a certain level love doing that anyway. They love serving people, they love making people's days. So it's just about wrapping around the actual development that they need to do that at the highest level in the most efficient way.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know, rebooking, upgrade consultations, all of those types of things. So if you have a development plan and you have a system for development and they have it written down and they can get measured against the goals, then really what you need is to be a good mentor.
You need to be a good mentor.
Like if you've got the plan, you don't just give them the plan and go, hey, good luck, here's a piece of paper, now go and practice running around the track. Like someone needs to watch them and give them feedback. And
you're outside the lane, Sally.
Yeah.
Get back in the lane. And not in a condescending or a judgmental way, but in a really encouraging way.
Like, well, yeah.
You know, we want you to be a great runner. You are a great runner. And sometimes the runner goes outside the line. So we need to get them back on track.
Yeah, but do that in a nice way. Like you're not saying all of the things that you're doing wrong, but the things that you're doing right and then how to do that better.
Yes.
Would you say?
Yeah.
100%. So you need some tools and you tool belt.
You need some tools in order to do that, because for a lot of us, those conversations fall into the category of hard conversations, like, oh, I don't like confrontation.
Yeah, we actually call them easy conversations.
We do.
You've taught a series of workshops called something about having hard conversations.
Yep, we've got all the hard conversations. Yep. We've got that whole series. And now we have easy conversations. And it's a beautiful, elegant, super simple framework. And our people are absolutely, can I say fizzing on it? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Why didn't we do the easy ones first, Joel? It's like, well, you need to know how to have the hard, but easy
and then
every
make
week.
Them easy. Hey, quick interrupt. If you're listening to this each week and thinking, that's me, the books are full, the salon is busy, but you have a team that still can't seem to run without you, I want you to know that's not a team problem. That's a leadership structure problem. And it's fixable.
647 salon owners have used the $1 million growth plan to get from where they were to a $1 million salon that doesn't need them on the floor every day to survive. It's time for no more winging it. I want us, you and me, to build a real 12-month growth plan. Not just a quick chat to complain about your team, a proper strategy session for your salon built on the spot. You and me, I'll leave the link to book a $1 million growth plan in the show notes. You can find it in the Instagram bio. Actually, it's everywhere. Okay, right, back to the episode.
Okay, so if you can have the conversations, then really you need a container to have said conversations.
Yes.
And so the 5 meetings that rule them all, you need to be able to know how to run those, how often, who gets what meetings. So you've got a place to land the development. So it might be a personal development, one-on-one development, it might be skills for the whole team. So you might run a workshop.
Yep.
It might be the morning huddle, for example. Like, you need that rhythm in your business to lead and mentor, so you keep track of who's doing what and when.
One of my favorite meetings that we help salon owners with is the effective one-on-one, and how what the stylist or the therapist really, really wants out of this ties into the performance. I think that's just such an important meeting conversation to have, so that you're actually both on the same page and you're both clear about what the finish line, how it benefits both the individual stylist or therapist and the team and the business and the clients.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as a mentor, you just need some tools in your tool belt to roll that out. Really. Hey.
Where are the tools? Show me the tools.
Well, one useful tool is to have one container to hold everything as the business owner. So yes, it's fine to say, do more mentoring, give them more tools, teach them more stuff, but you really need the tools, so you're not just working on a piece of paper and then you leave the paper at home and then the laptop's at the salon and you've got a post-it note and you have a conversation but you don't record it.
Yeah.
So then there's no continuity from one meeting to the next. You need to be organised as a business owner.
Absolutely. And sometimes that's like, oh yeah, but I'm unorganised. And so can I ask you, Riz, can you tell the listeners like how we help our salon owners to do that, like what that tool looks like and is like and helps you to be organized?
Okay, well, my salon CEO has the framework to hold everything. So software program,
yep.
One place to log in.
Love that.
Team have their own login app on their phone, so they have access to goals, targets, how often they achieve it, when they're due for a pay rise, their development plan, obviously. What are the workshops, lessons and training that they need to have? And it could be technical, but it could be commercially savvy skills, like you need to improve your consultation. Then they need like the tactics right at the ground level, like say this, this is how
say
you rebook. Would you like to come in 5 weeks or six? Would you like 2 o'clock on Friday or 3 o'clock on Saturday?
Yes.
Like, they need the things that work. Don't just say, do better rebooking. Give them the skill, the tactic, so they can go out and win.
One of the things that I love about it is it really objectifies performance. So instead of me, the boss, telling you, the therapist, that you know you're not quite up to speed and I really struggle with how to do that, it's like, well, they'll just be red in the thing, or they'll be orange, and then it'll be like, how do we get you back to green? And I just think that that's part of that whole easy conversation framework.
Oh, you're talking about traffic light.
Yeah, traffic light.
Oh yeah. So you know? if all of your targets and KPIs are red, then you're not winning.
Yep.
So you, as a mentor, you need to give that person specific skills and tactics so they can get back into the oranges. Orange is within 10% of the target. Green is obviously they're not only reaching target, but they're now over target in earning commission, which means then we need an indicator for when they get the next pay rise or the next step up, or they become an executive stylist or therapist rather than just, you know.
And because they're experiencing this themselves with their own login, sometimes they don't even need the easy conversation because they see it's orange and they go, now I know what to do because I've been here before and I got myself back to green.
Do you know what's really interesting? Is when the computer says that they need to do something, sometimes they trust that more than a conversation. It's like the computer says I need to do this, so I'll do this. It's actually really useful to have the tactical tool, so it's just not you banging on all of the time. I remember learning that when we put iPads into my salon, and then the iPad held the process. Where it was the consultation, it was the 8 steps of consultation. And so I was banging my head against the wall. We had a form to fill out and they would write on it. And then we put it onto the iPad And suddenly, iPad computer says, do this, and they did it.
Wow.
It's like, I've been banging on about this for years, and now suddenly iPad says do, yeah. And they do. So sometimes you just need another voice, whether it's technology or with Jemima, yeah. Our AI, Jemima, she can coach them, and they'll listen to Jemima.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's objective, it's a nudge, it's a positive nudge, and overall, it helps them to achieve what they want to achieve, which is more money in their pocket so that they have more choice when they go home or they're spending their weekends with their loved ones.
Yeah, people just want choice, and more money gives choice.
Yeah,
I've never given someone a pay rise and then they've said, no thanks, I don't want more money, and given it back to me. You know, people say they don't want more money or they're not motivated by money, but nobody's ever refunded their pay rise.
Yeah, awesome. Love it.
So what we know to be true is if you install those three systems, My Next Pay Rise, a way for people to have a target, track performance, have progression.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a development plan, so you can develop the human, give them the specific pathway to success.
Yep.
And then as the owner, you need to have some tools in your tool belt to mentor, touch base with the people, and then have the software tools to hold the system together. All in one place, your team has access, you have access as the owner, and then Jemima can help you as well, just to be
Wow, and then $48, like it's so much easier, so much smoother, it's totally achievable to run a $1 million business.
To increase $48 an hour across the whole team, it's quite doable.
Yeah.
If you've got the skills and the tactics.
Nice.
Okay, well, if they can get the money up, Joel, then they should be choosing to come away to a place like Bali.
They should.
I'm going to say Bali, not Thailand, because we're already here in Thailand. So you can live a little bit of, bit of a lifestyle as a business owner.
Absolutely. I mean, like, you work super hard and you're super committed, all of your intents in the right place, the effort is super high, and just like we're doing right now, like once a year, if not more, you should definitely get away and take some time to look after yourself, surround yourself with some incredible people that really, really want you to win, and be in a place where you can ask questions, be yourself, but ultimately set yourself up for the compelling, amazing, incredible future that you not only deserve, but you know deep down that you're really, really capable of.
All right, well, if you're interested in coming to our Bali Intensive or getting some help to install those 3-4 systems, just reach out. Maybe we'll just have a chat. In the meantime, we'll see you same time, same place on the podcast next week. Ciao for now.
Ciao.